Hello and greetings. This is Jim, message 2 of Secrets and Keys to Walking with God. I just want to expand a little bit on the daily walk with Jesus, this journey that we're in. And it's a glorious journey. It's from glory to glory. You know what that means? It's from one glorious revelation to another of walking with the Almighty God. We become partakers of the divine nature. It's just the highest level. And then we start to realize that the other levels just are not even, they're not even on the scale. But I say that in humility. But here's about the daily walk. In the Bible, it's a really wonderful metaphor. God uses trees in the Bible as metaphors for people. So you can look up in a concordance. There's a lot of different references with this. Some of the famous ones are, he shall be like a tree planted by the river that brings forth its fruit in season. And Jesus talked about a good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree bears bad fruit, and that it cannot be vice versa. You know, that's a famous teaching. But there's a lot to learn in that metaphor that trees, you know, many, many things to discuss. That's another whole, you know, several hours of teaching that we could do. But just for example, trees grow slowly, right? Day after day after day. And over, if they live a long time, you know, 50, 60, 100 years, or even many, many years more than that. And every day, you really can't see the tree growing. It's very imperceptible, but it's growing. And it's a daily, very consistent, patient growth. And that's just like us as human beings. Just a daily walk. God's not in a hurry. He may do things in your life in a hurry. Let's think outside the box. But that's just one thing I wanted to add. Okay, we talked about such a key walking with the Holy Spirit, and realizing, when we realize the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and another revelation that we'll get that's simple, but you know, Jesus died and he went to heaven, and the Holy Spirit's poured out. Now everyone can have access to Jesus Christ directly. This is God solving a need, is that every person, he needs to reach every person, right? Jesus Christ himself is now in heaven. Glory to God, the Son of God, the Lord of all. He's in heaven, and he's one being, one glorious, awesome Jesus, the Christ, the Savior, the Master, our Teacher. He's in heaven. He can't be with every person, but he can be through the Holy Spirit. Awesome. They're all one and the same. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So when we seek God Almighty on the earth, we're seeking the Holy Spirit. We're seeking Jesus. When we walk with him, we're walking with Jesus. Now, another very important thing. Let's also deal with some of the basics. Repentance, okay, being humbling ourselves before the Almighty God, realizing that we are sinners and that we need to turn from our sin. In fact, the first thing Jesus said after he was, John the Baptist baptized him, and Jesus basically, you know, began his ministry. He fasted, he was tempted by the devil, and then angels ministered to him, and then he came down and began his ministry, which, as from what we've learned, lasted 3 years. And the first thing he said was, at least it's recorded, repent and believe the gospel. Okay, and also some versions of the gospels say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So repentance is so important. What's the next thing he said? Believe, faith. So let's talk about belief and faith and reliance a little bit. This is something, you know, as I've said before, God is a faith God. Think about it. He spoke it and the world was created. The universe was created. He is a faith God. He does things by faith. And so we are made in His image. We need to do things by faith. And really, we do this every day. Even no matter what who we are as a human being, we do things by faith every day, all day. I mean, we wake up and there's air that we can breathe, and we just breathe by faith. We get out and walk outside and know that the ground is going to hold us, and we drive and believe that we're going to go, you know, from point A to point B, and we open our mouth and we say words, and I mean, we're doing everything by faith. But in the spirit realm, it's different. It is invisible. There's this invisible realm in the faith realm. And so Jesus at one point, famous saying, said, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And many places he talked about belief and faith. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will say unto this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea." You will do what was done to this, you will say to this tree, "Be uprooted and be planted in the sea." So basically, it's a big topic, of course, but it's, again, it's simple. All the truth is parallel. I need to hear that. You know, we all need to hear it is simple. And when he says only believe, it's like if you're thirsty, only drink. If you're hungry, just eat. And if you want to see the power of God, only believe. If you want, you know, we really, in all the things we receive in our relationship with Him, from salvation all the way through to everything, it is by faith. And this is something we need to explore. We need to learn about it. Jesus is our teacher. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." So He will teach us directly. That's so awesome that He will teach us through the Holy Spirit about these things. And okay, another important key in our walk with Jesus Christ, fellowship with other believers. It's important to be in community, find people that you click with, and let me say this about, you know, the whole, this walk with Jesus, it's natural and normal, as I've said, and this whole thing of people acting spiritual and acting, you know, going to church and acting a certain way and all this, that is ridiculous. I mean, God sees through every bit of that. We should always be ourselves. We should. I mean, it is. What shall I say? There's people who have been to heaven, and this is a important topic that I'm going to do quite a few teachings on. People who have been to heaven say that there is a complete absence of this piety and this acting spiritual that people somehow associate, think that they need to do. It's everything is on a relaxed, very just fun level. People, it's fun, exciting, relaxed. People are themselves. That's the way it's supposed to be. And just for example, if somebody gets saved and gets filled with the Holy Spirit, they think, somehow people think, "Oh, I've got to just change everything I do." No, keep doing just what you're doing every day. Stay right where you are, right where you are in your home, your family, your friend. You know, you probably get new friends, but in your job, in your career, everything, just keep on going. Because now you're at, when somebody gets saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, you're moving up to the highest level. And you're now, you know, where you are, you can be, you know, a light, and you are now in this new, you've been born again and moved into this new existence, a divine walk with the Almighty God, but it doesn't mean that we have to just leave everything and change, you know. Yes, there's changes, maybe, but, you know, my point is we can stay right where we are, and it's now everything gets redeemed, so to speak. Everything changes, but yet we can stay right where we are. Okay, that's another topic, but that's message two. Thanks, and we will continue.